show my presentation in two parts. First one will be a short review of the results we obtained past 3 years. And next part of my presentation will be our proposal to prolong.
Вот это предыдущий слайд, да, следующий сверхуказка.
Да, сверхуказка не работает. To prolong our project for next 3 years. So I make a presentation on behalf of Junior Alice team, which you the names you see here. So we have among 29 persons, we have two PhD students and one graduated student as well. So I suppose that you have imagine about Alice experiment quite well. Here I just want to stress that Jenner participating in the detectors inside a red circle with the most important and most sizable contribution to the dipole magnet design, construction, and production. So another point which has meaning, taking into account CMS and ALICE presentation, actually CMS and ATLAS presentation, actually at meantime ALICE has no staging, no phasing. So we are in we make I would say standard upgrade procedure in ALICE. That's why at meantime we have no memorandum of understanding for the next period. Previously signed more works, and we have only some discussion in the collaboration how we will proceed in next years. So within this project, we have only data analysis issues. So I enumerate them as femtoscopic correlations, and we analyze the data for charge count correlation in proton lead, in proton proton, in lead lead. So we have a we have a quite comfortable situation. I mean that we have different kinds of spices data, proton proton lead lead lead. That's why we can combine and we can compare it. It's I would say we are happy to have such data. Also, we work on the quarkonia production mainly for gypsy and upsilon at as a, I would say a second step, also in proton, proton lead, lead lead, and of course the main aim is to write generator in order to be able to calculate acceptances, efficiencies, etc. for the our data. Also, we work with data we study so-called ultra-peripheral collisions with the aim to measure gypsy and rho zero photoproduction cross section, and at meantime we concentrate our analysis on lead lead. Also, I would say in some sense we have a duty within a collaboration. We have to provide some computers, some possibility to grid grid ALICE. So we proceed this job together with the Laboratory of Information Technologies. And another duty in the collaboration is shifts, and we have approximately around 80 shifts per year, and we completely fulfill this duty in the collaboration. And also, I would like to mention that we have within team in our topical plan, we have another project which called R&D on Alice Foss spectrometer upgrade, and all jobs, all works which concerns to the modernization of the setup is being done within this project, which was prolonged on the previous meeting of PAC for particle physics. So now I will concentrate only on the data analysis. And my presentation, at least in the part of review, is built in a very simple technology. So I will show you results with a short explanation. Then I put where these results were presented by our member, by our group, and when and where it's published as a ALICE collaboration paper. So you see here the measurement of correlation function and a curve which is not well pronounced, well seen here, but it's quite well fit by the function Luboshots-Leninsky. And it includes several components. I will not go to the deep of the details, but I would stress that we have several contributions to the correlation factor as a function of Q, which is a difference of four momentum components. And second, I put here only two plots. In the paper, we have more. And the second plot illustrates radius of cone formation source as a function of chi t. It's a relative momentum between cones. And what is most important here that is the following. The radius does not depend on the identity of the cone pairs. I mean, it's the same for identical cone pairs, K+, K+, or for non-identical, K+, K-. So there is no dependence on the identity of counts. So the results were presented on several meetings. This one is the main for the paper, and then we extend analysis. So the analysis was published 2 years ago. Then we made analysis for identical count pairs production in proton lead at 5 TV. And here you see the same correlation function with a fit, with a background. It's an invariant radius of count source as a function of it's a charge multiplicity, one third of charge multiplicity. And here you see invariant radius as a function of chi t in comparison with EPOS, which is a quite popular model at mean time, without cascade within model and with cascade. So the result was presented 2 years ago on WPCF conference, and the paper, Alice paper, went through all Alice collaboration steps, and now it's published as a CERN EP preprint and sent to the PhysRef journal. As what concerns to quarkonial production, our team works on the on the generator, as I already told. And actually, we have a data. We see a suppression of upsilon. In this case, it's not GPC upsilon suppression with the number of participants which is connected to the centrality of the event. So more central events, less produced upsilon. RAA, it's a ratio between number of upsilon produced in AA, in lead, in our case, to the production in proton-proton, of course, with within Glauber model to take into account that we work, we deal with ions. So it's these two plots illustrate the quality of the of our model written by Sambat Grigorian for different energies, for different no, it's only energies as a function of PT. Quite acceptable level of the agreement. So the work was presented on the on this conference, and it was published under a single name, but actually Sambat used Alice data, and actually his work is based on Alice data. So concerning ultra-peripheral collisions, we have it's a case when two ions go at impact parameter more than twice radius, so no hadron interaction. We have only photon-induced induced reactions, and we speak about photoproduction. And you see here our data for GPSI. It's a 2015 and 2018 data, so just half of a year after the run was finished, we already published a paper. So we add to previous lead-lead data the data of 2018, and we obtained at 6 points of GPSI rapidity, we measured cross-section of coherent photoproduction of GPSI. And also you see on this plot a couple of curves, which corresponds to the different level of gluon shadowing in the nuclei. And roughly speaking, here we have no gluon shadowing at all. Here, strongest approach for gluon shadowing. So we found in our analysis that our data prefer or correspond to moderate gluon shadowing in the nuclei. Based on this spectra of pi plus, pi minus pair mass, we clearly see a raw meson. We fit it with so-called sorting approach, which includes interference between resonance and direct term. And based on this, the number of raw, identified raw, we calculate cross-section of coherent rho zero photoproduction, again, in actually in lead-lead, in comparison with several models. And here you see that actually our data are well in between even generator starlight and most of calculations. So the results were presented on EPS and QCD, and actually for GPSI paper, again, already passed through all steps in the collaboration, and actually it's accepted by FISLED. As what concerns rho zero, we have some draft of the paper, but it will take time, and we of course don't know how much. It depends. Concerning grid, this diagram illustrates contribution of Russian institution, approximately 6%, to Alice institution in grid. And within these 6%, GNR have approximately 1/6 of each job, of the job processed at GNR. So it's the highest actually value among tier two of Russia. So other activities. Past year, our colleague Lyudmila Malinina was chosen as a co-convener. Actually, in each group we have two conveners. So she is one of the conveners of a subgroup of femtoscopy group. Actually, it's some trees, femtoscopy group, some subgroups. So it's a structure, but Lyudmila Malinina became co-convener of one of the group. And also, as what concerns other activities, again, we have some needed duty within collaboration. We have to review internal review for Alice publication, and from time to time we obtained mails to read, to comment, to take part in the a certain Alice publication, and that's all for this part. So I summarize on next two slides. I summarize publications of our group in the Atlas. So this four was published with only our member of our group, except for Coherent, where we have some Peterborough person. And in this next six publication, we took active part in the preparation, in the discussion. So we consider this this paper as made with our active participation. So it's for past 3 years. And here I accumulate presentation on the conference for past 3 years made by our members of our group. So they are 8. So now I move to second part of my presentation. Namely, I will try to describe what we are going to do and what year we are we want to proceed some analysis in which year. But but at first, I would like to mention that actually our experience with ALICE data analysis shown us that we have no reason, absolutely no reason to, I would say, to extend or to jump to something else, because we accumulated enough experience with the femtoscopy, with the ultra-peripheral collisions, and actually we have some experience and competence in these fields. That's why our proposal for next term of the project is just to extend our analysis. What I mean as extension. For instance, Alice now accumulated a huge amount of the data. That's why we can make our analysis, I would say, in finer style. For instance, instead of, or as an extension of one-dimensional analysis for femtoscopy, we can move to three-dimensional analysis because we have enough data. So here you see, well, I think in the time I spoken, you you read some, what we are going to do for femtoscopy, for Quarkonia. And actually, for ultra-peripheral collisions, again, next this and next year, we hope to finalize ROZERO coherent photoproduction paper. Actually, it's already a draft, so we don't see any objections for that. And for next 3 years, we have enough data to have a look at four prong events in order to see some candidates for exotic states or not well defined states like ROZERO 1450. And also, we move to the we can move with this sample of the data to the search area to search pair production of vector meson, which is very pure known. So for grid and for data taking, I think it's more or less clear. So concerning our request for the funding, you see for 3 years the total amount, which is which consists from our payment to CERN as a maintenance and operation. So we would like also to keep some money for computing upgrade, etc., and also traveling expenses to CERN, to conference, etc. So in summary, ALICE continued to take data. The quality of the data is very nice, and we ALICE will return back to the data taking in 1.5 year. So I think what is also quite a nice point in the ALICE experiment, to my understanding, I think it's true that next period of data taking will be taken without trigger, there's no trigger at all. It's very nice because it allows us to avoid usually essential systematic uncertainty in any data analysis. So general ALICE group asks program committee to support our proposal for the project prolongation. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? I have one question. I'm looking at your slide number 10, where you list the presentation at conferences. Are you listing here only plenary talks, or you are listing also parallel talks?
No, mostly they are parallel.
They are parallel. Yeah. So I wonder, my question is, I don't see here any contribution to any of the major conferences in the field, like quark matter, strange quark matter, hard probes, initial states. On the big conferences where they have a lot of parallel contributions, I don't see you presenting your results. So why is that?
At first, it's for past 3 years, quark matter was in the list of previous term.
We had the quark matter last year, we had hard probes last year, we had initial state this year.
Yeah, I see. At second, actually, this year is still coming, and quark matter will be held at the end of the year in China. And we, I would not promise, but at least we are on the way to get some presentation on parallel session on the quark matter of this year. And concerning main conference, I agree, but I think European Physics Conference, which is in some sense brother of Rochester, And also we have some presentation on QCD, on VPCF. So what we have, what we have.
Okay. You answered the question. Thank you. Any other comments or question? Okay, so this project has been reviewed by Hans. So Hans, if you want to say a few experts from your report, don't read it all of it, just the essential points.
Okay, so important point is that the China group from Alexander Votivranov was part of ALICE from its beginning, 1993. So the group has been heavily involved in hardware, and I would say, I don't list exactly what they did, and as requested in earlier PACs, the group turned now in the recent years into an analysis group focusing on the topics we just heard. So, and they also influenced the MPD in the sense that they achieved, they brought in the relationship with the ALICE team on electronics, so CERN had easy access, and in NICA team had easy access to that. Now, if I look at that presentation, I think this is fine for the next 2-3 years on the analysis. Also, I would love to have more exotica be looked at by the Jinner group. And also considering that we agreed to the prolongation of the hardware contribution of this group till next year, which is in combination with, in collaboration with the Manco team of Kurchatov. So I clearly say this proposal here I fully support, but I couldn't resist writing more in my report. ALICE is something which goes certainly for the next 10 years. And as you mentioned just now, China had been always kind of part of a passenger in a train or in a car from somebody else. So their excellent contribution to the FOSS with electronic of the base and so on, it's not the Dubna project, it's the Kurchatov project with Dubna participation. The Daimyon was, I would say, French-Italian project with Dubna participation. TTRD is another big project with Dubna participation. So I would strongly advise that this team looks at the possibility of taking on responsibility in the upgrade of ALICE and do it quickly together with the ALICE management. We have the future spokesman of the ALICE here, and that needs preparation, but you have to grab things quickly because others are not sleeping. So my suggestion is here, I clearly approve the operation analysis program here, but I would like to see from this team a strong proposal where they are the driver of the car and get recognition and secure a strong ALICE-Jinner collaboration for the next 10 years to come, attracting young people. The old guys, they are there, they can watch over it, but the young people have to do the job, can be creative and develop things. So okay. That's my point.
Yeah, okay. I think that this is something that we will consider at the next PAC. This review concerns operations and physics analysis and not upgrades. The upgrade is a different project that will come to us probably next year. Anything else from the floor? Okay, then thank our speaker again. The next project now is Scan 3 by Sergei Afanasyev.
Good day. I want to present prolongation of the project Scan 3, what we realized during 2 years. This project was being started and in 2017, and we realized this project during 2 years, as I tell already. And this project includes very broad collaboration, including participants from different institutions, from different different countries, and different member of genre. The general aims of this project is the study of highly exciting nuclear matter, what may be formed during interaction primary beam of the nucleotron, and target what we are located inside ring of the nucleotron, and using such methodic we may obtain very high luminosity in this process. During this project, we plan to produce new precision hybrid magnetic spectrometer and install it, this detector for measured charged particles and also neutrons, which we may measure from interaction beam and target inside nucleotron. The spectrometry of such pairs will enable to study of low energy Na interaction and a search eta nuclear bound states, so-called eta nuclear mesonuclear. Also, next point of program our search is delta isobar produced inside target rest during interaction. Also, using this setup, we may study short-range correlation NP and PP pair, also cumulative processes and heavy nuclear fragmentation to low energy fragments. At this last moment is maybe realized due to we have target which located in some vacuum volume of the nucleotron, and same of our detectors is located in the vacuum volume. So we may measure the smallest energy of final fragments. I would say same word about physical motivation, what we use in our proposal. This motivation concerning the behavior of S11 resonance in the matter. Also, it concerning to properties meson in the nuclear matter too. And many different part of the physics process what we may study using simple setup and using the beam of the nucleotron in genre. They are presented some theoretical works what we use in our analysis and our proposal. So, same word about current stage, current status of the research. The problem of eta mesic nuclear formation was being appear it's, enough in the end of last century, and first experiments was been started in GSI and Lebedev Institute in Japan and another place too. For example, for BNL was started measurement such program with measurement of positive charged pion beam scattered on the lithium, carbon, and oxygen. Studied such type reaction. And a new experiment was proposed for a GPAC facility and planning to realize in present time. Also, many people who was take part in the search of such type of matter in gamma using gamma beam and in photo production processes also take part in our project. And if this man has great effort in this resolution of this project. For another place, we can see what the interest for such study also significant great. For example, same and last experiments was be found what the cross section of photo production at a mesic nuclear is equal around 10 microbarn. And for a quasi-GM measurement was be found what in recoil-free reaction the cross section such production such reaction was lie around was has around 0.5 nanobar. It's very easy reaction, and the same result what obtained by this experiment is presented here. You can see what the data presented on this field. All this picture show what we have same shifted energy of bound state and this shift equivalent around 13 MeV. Also right of this peak what was been found around 5 MeV. This state of material may be extrapolate as bound state of magnesium and atomic. So it may be interpreted as mesic nuclear nuclear magnesium 25. Another experiment was being produced in JSI and this in these articles. This experiment also use same another approach. And this experiment, primary beam of deuteron interacted with target, produce halo-free, and this this particle halo-free was analyzed and find what in invariant mass was been find same peaks too. Also, our first measurement, what we done in previous setup, also show what in interaction deuteron-carbon interaction we found same peak, which position is shifted from free simple two mass pion and nucleon. Different between mass of pion and nucleon, and this position around 20 MeV. Also, sigma right of this peak was around 30 MeV too. This setup use simple two arms. Both arms are a scintillator. Arms using time of flight measurement as momentum for momentum measurement, and this setup not allow us to measure with good precision such peak. What we are looking for? We are planning and take into account our proposal, what atomic nuclear may be interpreted through decay of S11 resonance, what formed inside nuclear rest after primary interaction. The scheme of this reaction you can see here, where atomism which we produce in primary reaction when deuteron and another primary beam interacted with target produced at a meson, and this at a meson should have small relative momentum. This at a meson interacted with nucleon inside target nuclear in, of the target and produce resonance. As this resonance should have very short, very small momentum, this resonance located inside nuclear, it may be decayed, it may be detected as through decay to pion and nucleon. If we compare state of eta nuclear S and the simple S11 resonance, you can see very good, very big difference between two states such such resonance. In inside nuclear, such resonance should be very near of at the mean energy of the resonance should be significantly less than mean value of resonance in free state. There are many papers where we can find energy shift for different targets, which we may use for study such processes. For example, for light target like borium, magnesium, or carbon, energy shift shift are in around 20 or 30 MeV. Light nuclear more preferred due to in this case we may realize only few possibility of state resonance inside nuclear. It may be S viva or P viva. In both cases we may select such such state. Resultant energy shift of eta plus n pair in nuclear medium at estimated as 2, 24, or 30 MeV. And its y should be around 10 MeV. And next, same word about same characteristic what we should measure during this project. As you tell before, the white of the pink peak should be very small. Estimated value is about 10 MeV. And so our spectrometer should measure such energy not worse than 3 MeV and better. And the energy, kinetic energy of the products of the reaction, it should be for pion in PN mode of decay around 300 MeV and nucleon around 100 MeV. Also momentum around 400 MeV. More interesting proposed reaction for decay such a state, it's a reaction when in final state we may found two nucleon, two baryon. It may be proton, neutron, neutron, proton, or two neutrons. Fraction of such mode maybe you can see here. More interesting part when proton neutron in final state, in this case we will have 90% of mode of decay. And such the reaction what we discussed here is realized in as a chain of reaction. Due to we cannot produce beam of eta meson, we should produce eta meson during the interaction of primary beam and target. And first stage of reaction, we produce such value, produce eta meson. In second stage, eta meson interact with rest of target, nuclear target, and produce bound stage of atomism and target. Also, we have decay of resonance what formed in target to pion or and nucleon, and final two particles we should measure and detect and measure. The spectrometer, setup of the spectrometer, you can see here what we proposed for a new view of spectrometer. We plan to use a magnetic arm for pion separation and analysis. Also, two arms, two scintillator arms, where we use time of line methodic for measure neutrons and protons. In a magnetic arm, we use in first stage what we realize already three coordinate detectors before magnet and after magnet. These are located to drift chamber and proportional chamber located near the scintillator counters, which ended our magnetic arms. All this setup are located inside tunnel of the nucleotron, and for we use the place in inside setup of experimental of nucleotron building, where we can locate our detectors as a magnetic arm, also a scintillator arm, time of line arm. Our calculation of jump show what for pion with kinetic 300 MeV we may obtain a resolution, momentum resolution in our region around 1%. It means around 2 MeV. For in air, if you not use vacuum in this air, you obtain more higher, around 1.3% or around 4 MeV. For proton, a kinetic energy 207 MeV. In this case, we have 1% in vacuum and 3% in air. Last value give us 6 MeV, and this this value concerning two protons, and more significant less for neutrons, due to neutrons not interacted with air during fly from target to detector. And these are our acceptance of efficiency and angle acceptance also. Estimated effect of the yield in this experiment, I want to point pay attention what luminosity of the internal beam around 10 in power 32. It will be enough to produce around 12 pairs for pair 1 air, and around 2 around 2 pairs for PP mod. This is background our processes around this background depends on the energy beam, and this background for from direct produced in primary reaction S11 resonances. Summary for 1 minute, please. Summary from 27. We already installed data acquisition, create prototype multi-layer neutron detector, was reconstruct two coordinate proportional chamber. We install power source for analyzing magnet and test it, and so on. Also, all this setup was be ready to run for run 25 in 2014. These are our detectors, what already prepared. They are two drift chamber, already prepared and tested. And also we have possibility to check our calculation using the data was been obtained in SRC setup of BMN in the last year when we made a select reaction of primary where primary carbon beam interacted with proton, and where we may try to select reaction when in final state we will have carbon 10 and proton and pion. Proton and pion should be here. And these are publications from our previous activities. And I wanted what our project was proposed for time from 17 up to 19. Unfortunately, this period, unfortunately, Duclotron was stopped before we start our measurement, and we are going to continue our project and obtain our and produce our measurement, our experiment in nearest 3 years. And during these years, we are planning to install vertex detector, and. To buy a new photomulti tube for our neutron counters. Total number of budget cost estimated around 70 kilo dollars. Already was used around 400 kilo dollars for realize this project. This is FT, full-time equivalent from Dubna, around 7 person. And finally, my summary. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, this project was reviewed by Jean Clément, so I will ask Jean to address with his report.
Yeah, this is experiment tries to clarify the physics at the borderline between nuclear physics and particle physics. In particular, it tries to aim at clarifying the interactions of the eta meson with nuclei and also the effect of the delta and the N-star 1500. When I read the proposal, it reminded me of the experiment that was done by Sam Ting a few decades ago, where he discovered the J-psi meson. This was an experiment that earned him the Nobel Prize, so it's good history. Now, when I looked at this, then it was a fairly similar start, a proton beam hitting a beryllium target at rest, and then looking at two decay products, the E plus and E minus, while in this case you have a deuteron beam hitting a carbon target, but then again you want to look at eta and nucleon and other products. Now, when I looked at the same thing setup, then because the target is at rest, he did a boost to the rest frame of the J-psi. And doing this boost to the rest frame of the J-psi, he put his detectors at an angle of 14.6 degrees. Now, in your case, the boost would be much less. Now, in this case here, the boost would be much less because it's only a boost of 3 GeV. But still, I was puzzled why you are not going back to the rest frame of the produced system. Because in your calculations, I mean in your presentation here, you presented several times numbers like 313 MeV, but these numbers are all calculated, if I'm correct, in the rest frame. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you can put your detectors wherever you want. You will always find, you will always measure the, some decay products. But still, I wanted to know why you didn't go back to the rest frame of the produced particles. In that case, your detectors would not be at 90 degrees, but they would be at a somewhat smaller angle. It would be fairly easy to calculate the angle, but yeah, I didn't do it, but it would be fairly easy to do it within less than half an hour, I think. But since you always quote come back to these energies that would be in the rest frame, but you are not setting it up in the rest frame for the rest frame, so I wanted to hear your comments on why you have chosen 90 degrees and not an angle so that the eta bound state would be produced in the rest frame. Okay. Also, you mentioned you wanted to measure the effect of the medium. Now, as far as I know, the effects of the medium on eventual mass shifts or shifts in the width and so on, this has been tried. Many people have tried to look at these mass shifts because they want to see the change, the effect of the medium. But very often they don't see anything. And if there is a theoretical calculation, then it will be a fairly modest shift of a few MeVs. So the precision would have to be fairly good in order to measure such shifts. So I wanted to hear your comments on this, why you choose 90 degrees and why not an angle corresponding to boosting the system to the center of mass frame and the precision. Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are my questions really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good.
Okay. May I make...
Yes, sure, go ahead.
Yes. Just a minute. I want to... take you, yes, just take you, pay your attention to this moment. We should produce a slow eta meson. Such the momentum of such particle should be close to, not exceed the energy, the energy of such particles, not exceed the Fermi motion inside nuclear. So, in this case, we may say what we may think what such particles will be accepted inside nuclear. And so, in primary, so in this case, we should form the such type of reaction when eta meson will be will have momentum close to zero. Not exceed, for in our calculation, we limited the momentum up to 100 MeV per C. And such type of reaction already good known. This reaction, so called recoil-free reaction, when, for example, when we use as primary beam deuteron, after interaction, we produce eta meson and deuteron capture one nucleon from target and form tritium, for example. In this case, we have momentum, primary momentum of deuteron and final momentum of tritium the same. And eta meson will have momentum around zero. Transfer energy to nuclear rest not produced, not appear. In this case, this rest will be will have very small momentum, and after capture of atomism, total momentum of this rest not exceed then 10 or 100 or 200 MeV per C. If we we try to calculate what angle will be after decay, same resonance from such moving rest of the nuclear, and we calculate what the beta of such nuclear will be less than 200 of 2% of velocity of the C. And if you take into account momentum of product what we measure in our experiment, this product will have beta around 0.5. It's minimum beta. So longitude value of velocity, such product will be negligible. So different between open angle between pair will not exceed 2 degrees, only 2 degrees. And this corner is absolutely all accepted in our detector, in our arms. Also, if you look in previous scheme where we calculate background of such process, this one. Using the scheme where both arms of our spectrometer located in open angle, we may reject background which connected to decay of S11 resonance which produced in primary reaction when primary beam interacted with for example, neutron interacted with target and directly produced S11. Such type of resonance should be have velocity equivalent of velocity of center of mass frame. And after decay, we will have such type distribution of angle between both pairs. The angle of the angle between these pairs not exceed 10 degree. And so using such type of view, we may reject such resonances which will give us a very large background and will reject our effect significantly.
So
my idea to form slow atomism and keep as possible as much nuclear rest of the target. This nuclear rest should have momentum very small. In lab frame of the view, it should be around zero. It's this phrase. It's more interesting reaction with isotope of carbon, carbon-13. For example, it's very interesting isotope for our reaction when we have 13 nucleons and final state we will have a magic carbon, carbon-12. This carbon very stable, and if you put atomism inside this carbon, we will have a good signal from our in our measurement.
Okay. Thanks for the detailed answer.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions, or Jean, are you satisfied? Okay.
I think you mentioned it, but what would be the precision again on the mass of the delta, for example, or the width of the delta?
We are going to obtain precision around 4 or 5 MeV.
Okay. Right. Any other?
It will be enough for select such type of processes.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, then thank you very much, Sergey, again.
Thank you very much for your attention.
And we will take a break for coffee, and we should be back here at 20 to 4. Okay? Yep. Yes, we have delayed, but we have a big buffer at the end of the day, so that's no problem.
Всего. А, ну да, правильно. И здесь еще дублируется.
Да, да. Дублируется, она повсюду дублируется. Только тут нельзя.